And welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, your fellow wrestling fan, chilling and talking about wrestling stuff. And lots of stuff to go over today. But first of all, let me just say, this is on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over at WrestleZone.com. Before we get into our special edition of Total Engagement today, which is why NXT moving to USA is Vince McMahon's worst strategic move ever, not counting the XFL. Before we get to that, let's take care of some business. Of course, we are doing once a week, maybe some pop-up shows like this one, but starting StarCast week, we will be broadcasting every single day, have a lot of cool interviews lined up, and maybe even have a special interview lined up for this week, someone very closely associated with StarCast. Also, make sure to go ahead and pick up one of our shirts over at podcaststar.net, where you can find some of our great shirts, whether you're just a fan, you're a Matt Coon guy, or just want to represent Total Engagement, or maybe you want to just say F Matt Coon, FMK t-shirt. Coming up, though, five reasons why moving NXT to USA is a terrible move on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. The Wednesday Night War is real, and we've seen several indications of that, and not the least of which is the fact that the news came out that WWE is going to move NXT to USA Network, probably 2 hours, probably live, to specifically for the purpose to counteract AEW. Now, of course, this follows a long tradition, as we've talked about on the show before, of McMahon making effective moves to squash out his competition. If you look at the template of what happened in the late 80s to Crockett, involving Starrcade, involving the Bunkhouse Battle Royal, the Royal Rumble, Clash of the Champions, there's a story there, there's a history there. But it is 2019 now, and some things have changed, and I'm going to give you the top five reasons why I think this is a bad move for the WWE. Now, I'm saying so as a business. I'm not saying so for me as a fan. For me as a fan, this is fantastic. But just looking as an observer of the industry, as most of us wrestling fans are, you know, we're the weirdest fans on earth. We don't just talk about, like, if we were movie fans, we would get, like, obsessed about grosses, and we'd get obsessed about overseas money and how much the budget was. Wrestling is weird. We love the backstory, and that's why these podcasts are successful in a lot of ways, because these podcasts, there's not wrestling podcasts about the fiction of wrestling. They're all about the reality of wrestling, because it is so much more interesting in so many ways. So for a fan's perspective, it's great. This is going to be great for us. We're going to get more competition, more wrestling. But looking at it as an observer of the WWE and seeing how effective they have been with marketing promotion over the years, I feel this is not a smart move and probably his worst strategic move ever, not counting the XFL. And I'm going to give you five reasons why. Number one, diluting the product, diluting the entire WWE. Two more live hours. Now, I don't know about you, but I treat NXT as something that I watch once in a while. It's something that's there at our convenience. It's something that's on demand. It's not something that's live that we want to watch there at that time to keep up with what everybody's talking about. The way that a lot of us do with Raw, a lot of us do with SmackDown, it's destination television. And by a lot of accounts, there's a show right now that is better than Raw or SmackDown. It's called 205 Live, but no one's watching it because they already have too many hours of television. If you think about a weekend with a takeover and a pay-per-view, that's like 2.5 plus 3.5 hours. That's 6 hours plus 3 for Raw. That's 9. 2 for SmackDown. That's 11. 2 more. Fuck. 2 more for NXT. That's 13 fucking hours. That's a lot of hours. People are going to choose. People are going to make a decision. And they're going to say, we're going to maybe not watch SmackDown as much. We're not going to watch Raw as much. They're going to force viewers to make a choice, whether it be because they prefer the style or just pure exhaustion. So that's the first reason. If they were to, you know, draw back something else and add it in, that would make a little bit of sense. But the realities of the finances of wrestling today in today is that they don't care how many hours. But eventually there's a break-even point, or a break point, a tipping point. If you look at Raw going to 3 hours, we all know we all believe, most of us believe, that the product has declined in quality since the WWE went to 3 hours on Raw. But we all know there's no indication, no chance at all, that it's going to go back to 2 hours, because even with the lower ratings, the dollars brought in by having that many hours of programming overrides that. But again, eventually there's a tipping point where the metric of how many advertising dollars you get for the added bonus hours, 1 hour for Raw or the 2 added hours for NXT, is balanced against the damage you're doing to the product overall and the ratings overall. So for that one reason, I call it dilution, it's a bad idea. Reason number two, diverting. I try to do everything starting with a D. It didn't work, but I got a couple. But diverting. Now, this is a crucial element because, as we've all heard, there's this big Fox deal and USA's deal. It's $1 billion at stake, over $1 billion at stake, millions of dollars. And now they're creating must-see TV on Wednesday night. Take AEW out of it. Now we've signed this huge contract for Raw and SmackDown on different networks, and we're going to introduce a new network on Wednesday. Not to die. Now, this isn't the same as the first point. This isn't diluting. This is diverting your fans, because what could happen is with NXT competing now with AEW, we might make Wednesday night the cool night to watch wrestling. The newer wrestling fans, not the lapsed ones, but the ones who are a little bit younger, the ones who spend the money to travel a lot of times, and the ones that I see at all the Elite, All Elite, Bullet Club, whatever you want to call them, events. I see so many young people at these events, meaning not like kids, but like 20-somethings, young 20-somethings that are engaged in the product and have an affinity for the product. And if you see Undisputed Era and those people, it's the same as well. So you're diverting people from these two shows, Raw and SmackDown, which has all this money wrapped up, with the danger of making Wednesday by far the coolest night to watch wrestling. Like, if we're going to say, okay, we're going to watch Monday or Wednesday, or we're going to watch Friday and Wednesday, we're going to watch Wednesday, because we get to watch both these motherfucking shows with all these young guys, and it's not as tired as some of this other shit. It's not just adding more hours like diluting, it's the fact that now there's an option. I don't have to watch Raw, because I got a 2-hour live fucking show on Wednesdays. That is the second reason. Making Wednesday nights the cool night to watch wrestling, and making the other two less cool, and those are the ones you have your money wrapped up in, seems a little reactive to me. Number three, losing the NXT exclusive on the WWE network. Now, over the last few months, over the last year, the network numbers are down. Really, the highest ranking shows on the WWE network have been traditionally pay-per-views, as well as NXT. And of course, Something Else to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard did pretty well too. I don't think that's going to be on anymore either. But the exclusive of NXT was always a thing. It won't be exclusive anymore. And there's so the people that are getting the network just for the NXT, they're logging off. I don't know what that number is, but there is a number, a negative number that exists to the network by bringing NXT live. Because not only is it going to lose the exclusivity of NXT on the network, but it will also affect what the streaming capability as well, because let's say you can put on USA and stream at the same time on the network. Let's say that's possible at all. If it's not possible, then they're kind of double fucked. But let's say it is possible. At what point are they going to have the rerun up? At what point is it possible at all for them to stream on the network and USA, whether it be technology-wise, which is probably yes, or legality or contract-wise, which is probably a no. If USA is shelling out the money for NXT, they're not going to be synonymous with the network, unless some deal's worked out. In any case, bottom line is, there are people paying for the network just for NXT. And the segment of those people are going to stop paying for the network. Bad idea. Number three, the declining network numbers combined with the draw of NXT makes losing NXT as an exclusive to the network a terrible, terrible idea. Number four, propping up the competition of AEW, bringing attention to AEW. Again, there's a metric here. Them moving to Wednesday nights, NXT to Wednesday nights, it brings more eyes to AEW. It does. There's no doubt about that. The question is how many, right? The question is how much do they raise AEW in esteem to WWE? Now, I know there's some thinking out there like they're competing with the developmentals, they're defining AEW down. The only way that works is if they intend to put NXT on and it not kick ass. If they put up as an inferior product, then they say they can make people can make the case, oh, they put their developmental up. But NXT isn't really developmental. If there's a lot of people like my good friend Robert Stone, Robert Strauss, Robbie E, he's truly in developmental because he's not on TV. So there's a segment of that. But the people on TV, that's not developmental in my mind. And if you really think about it, developmental was Ring of Honor to a lot of the WWE people right now. That being said, bringing attention to AEW by saying, hey, these guys are worthy of us fucking our shit up. These guys are worthy of us changing the plan. These guys are worthy of us fucking up our network. These guys are worthy of us putting two more hours of television on. These guys are worthy of us making the risk of putting our cool guys, our new guys, our underground guys on Wednesday nights. A lot of them are friends with the other guys. They are absolutely propping up their competition. They are absolutely bringing more eyes onto their competition. The question is how many? Do you want to do that? Is that something you want to do when you're in competition? I would say no. So, of course, reason number four that it's a terrible idea is propping up the competition, bringing attention and new eyes to AEW. Five, and here is kind of the biggie for a lot. I don't know metrically, financially, how big a deal this is, but I know in the hearts and minds of a lot of wrestling fans, this is the biggest deal, is that NXT is kind of special. NXT is special to my son and I'm going to explain why. When I first got divorced, I was like, okay, fuck it. You can watch wrestling now. You're like 11. You can watch wrestling. And we started watching NXT on Hulu. And it was fucking awesome. It was different. It had a different look. The characters were great. You know, we had the Wyatt family. We had Sami Zayn. We had Cesaro. We just dug this NXT. Matter of fact, we went to Access that year. And there was an NXT ring in Access. And nobody gave a fuck. Like, there were literally three people deep on each side of the ring. By the way, Matthew was called in the ring because they had a impression contest and they brought in six kids and one kid's like, I'm John Cena, and it was I'm Undertaker, and I'm like, who you want to be, Matthew? And he said, I'm Val Venus. And everybody's like, what the fuck? And so this 11-year-old kid did the whole towel gimmick and he went, hello ladies, and he won the competition. And it was like, okay, I guess my kid likes wrestling. But NXT was ours. I was talking to Matthew about that today. NXT was our thing. Like, no one else really cared about it. We went to Access. No one cared about it. We were right there, you know, face-to-face with Aiden English and Neville when they were wrestling, and no one cared. The next year, it was totally different because in that year, they had the growth of NXT, but they had NXT San Jose, which was the first big NXT show, and it's the one that convinced Vince McMahon that they could really make this a sustainable product. They can bring in money, they can have big events, and people are into it. They're doing something a little bit different there. It was the most amazing show I've ever been to. So NXT is kind of special to us. And also, if you think about, it's special to Hunter, and it's special to the WWE, because I heard that, I guess I read, that Vince McMahon had never watched a takeover before the one in Canada. I'm not sure if that's true, but I know he didn't watch a lot of the NXT takeovers, and he rarely, if ever, watches NXT at all. So it's separate from Vince McMahon, and not that Vince is terrible at what he does, because he's the only successful wrestling promoter in the history of the world, but it is part of what makes it great is that there's differentiation between them and the WWE, and the stories make sense. And that's one thing you don't want to fuck with is Triple H having that autonomous control over it. Because then that kind of brand they built up is kind of gone. The other thing that makes NXT NXT is the ability to tape ahead. That creates a couple situations. One situation is that they have to fucking do what they plan to do. In WWF, Raw, SmackDown, they rewrite constantly, and we get a lot of disconnect and incongruous storylines. One of the reasons they have storylines that make sense in NXT and they're able to get such heat and interest in their matches is because they tape ahead of time and they have to follow through on that shit. When you're doing it every week, it definitely loses what NXT has always had, whatever that is. So again, it's going to change NXT because Vince is not going to be able to keep out of it. There's no chance in hell because obviously he thinks enough of it to place it up against AEW. So he's not going to put his hands on it. There's an agreement between Hunter. Are you trying to tell me there's an agreement between Hunter and Vince? Like, okay, Vince, we'll put it on, but you can't touch it. And Vince like, all right, pal, I have the worst impressions ever. But even as I say that, you know it's the least likely thing ever. Vince getting involved, Dunn getting involved, Triple H losing control, going to 2 hours instead of 1 hour, creating another full hour of content, and losing the taped element where they have to follow through on these storylines makes it a loss for me as far as keeping that differentiation alive. Now, how important that differentiation, you can make an argument that NXT doesn't make money. But that differentiation is important in creating the brand if they want long-term growth and if they eventually want NXT to make money. So the fifth reason is it losing what makes NXT special and cool. It's gone. It's gone if they go on USA. Whatever it is. Now they might make something better, but what we liked will be gone. So anybody could just list a bunch of reasons why something will fail. But like I tell my son, there's always a solution. Don't be the kind of guy that just says, this sucks, and don't have a fucking solution. I'm not saying I have the solution, by the way. I'm just saying, here's what they could do. Instead of being reactive, be proactive. Work on your product. Change what needs to be changed. Take some clues by what you see with AEW. Why is AEW getting attention? Why do they have the cool factor? Why are they drawing these people and this interest and this growing interest in this product? What is it they're doing that's working? What is it that you're doing that's not fucking working? You know, it's a basic strategic planning session. Make a list of what's working and what's not working. Make a list of what you need to do better. Make action steps on how to get there. And then follow through on those action steps. Go back to what made the WWE great in your minds. What was that? How have you gone off the rails? Why are ratings going down? Address these things brutally and honestly and be determined to change them for the better. You can't change them for the better if you don't understand what the problems are. Okay, so chances are they're not going to listen to Matt Coon. Because, again, I'm a fan and I fucking play guitar. That's pretty much it. And I teach kids how to play Queen. That's my job. That's what I do. Last week, we taught them Panic at the Disco. I don't know anything about Panic at the Disco. I just know the kids like it. And it turned out to be a really great concert. But that's what I do for a living. I'm a fan. So come up to me as a fan if you see me at StarCast or anywhere else, because that's what I am. And of course, just being one fan out of millions of fans, WWE has no reason to listen to me. But let's say they decide to go through with this. NXT's moving to USA. It's a done deal, pal. 2 hours live. Well, don't make it a fucking announcement. Make it a fucking angle. Make it an angle involving Triple H and Vince. Time's a clicking. Time's a ticking. Time's a ticking or a clicking on this money angle that could be taking place over the next year and set up big WrestleMania card, which is Vince McMahon and Triple H. I'm not saying Vince should wrestle. I don't think he should. But press the button on this feud to happen. Time's running out, and there's no better way to do it. Triple H running the cool, relevant shit. McMahon being old school and respecting tradition. People can take sides, and Triple H and McMahon have a split, and then there's an invasion around Royal Rumble, and there's a whole brand split maybe between SmackDown for sure, no more wild card, Raw and NXT, and a real competition between the three, and build the differentiation between those three products with three different identities, three different sets, including NXT in that, and building up NXT as a brand and stop being so reactive. Make it a cool, hot angle that everybody's talking about. That'd be the way I do it. So it's an interesting move by the WWE to attempt to squash the annoyance, the nuisance that AEW is becoming, and I listed the five reasons why I thought it was a terrible strategic move, whether it was diluting the product, diverting the fans, the declining network numbers, the differentiation of what made NXT special in school, and propping up the competition, bringing attention and eyes to AEW. I could come up with a D for that one, but I don't have it yet. So in any case, thank you for listening. We'll have a brand new show this week sometime. I got a cool interview planned. Promise. See you next time. Please follow us on Twitter at Total Engage Show, on Twitter at Matt Coon Music, and also make sure to check out GCW, guys. If you watch Bloodsport, Bloodsport's coming up with John Moxley, the former Dean Ambrose, and also Joey Janela's Farewell. If you watch those shows, you might see something familiar on the mat. Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our partners over at WrestleZone.com.